Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. We are airing on the Genesis Communications Network. We have an interesting show today. We're going to talk about, among other things, we're going to talk about the energy situation, the meeting in Copenhagen with Kevin Kennedy. Kevin is a director of federal affairs for a federal a major organization dealing with the federal government and the energy industry. We're going to chat with Francis Cianfrocca, publisher of the New Ledger, where we're going to discuss the healthcare proposals. Kerry Cantrell, who is the communications director for the State Republican Leadership Committee, is going to talk about the trend that they're seeing switch in the direction of folks voting for R's instead of D's. Going to chat with Clyde Harrison, former partner of Carl Icahn, about an article that he wrote dealing with the U.S. economy. It's called Tell the Children You're Sorry. Having said that, I'm going to open the show this week, as I do every week, with Ted Anderson. Ted is the president of Genesis. Also joining us is Roger Wiegand, newsletter writer, an old friend of mine, and a frequent guest on my program. His newsletter is called Trader Tracks. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Nice to be here, Al.
Okay. We've had five down days in terms of the gold market, the price of gold. We've gone down. We started last Friday. We continue to go down in price. Ted, what are your comments on this first?
Well, you know, I've been watching it. It would seem to be triggered by the lower unemployment number going from 10.2 to 10. Going along with that, the dollar is in a rally, and that's brought the price of gold down. I don't know how really not necessarily a big bargain at this point, because gold still at 1,100 and presently 1,132.10 is fairly high, considering the fact that it's come up off of that $800-$900 level here from about a year ago. So I'm watching it, and I'm watching it closely. I'm myself personally, being a gold dealer, working on buying products and building up my inventory at these numbers, because I really think I'm probably going to see it rising prices again.
Roger, what do you have to add to that?
Oh, absolutely agree. We've gotten a little further into this gold correction, and that's all it is. It's just a normal end-of-year correction. It happens every year. Gold got overbought. Dollar got oversold, I should say. And the two are just coming back together, and the numbers are pretty much doing what I expected. Right now, I see a 200-day moving average at around 1,100. We're looking at something a little higher than that at around 1130, 1132 and a half. I just think that we're nearing a floor. Then we go sideways, and then we're going to go off in a new rally again.
Predictions in terms of when that rally might start?
Sometime just before or after Christmas.
Okay. Ted, do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, too. I wouldn't even be surprised if it gets postponed until January. Kind of how it behaved last year, but yeah, I expect that's why I'm building inventory right now, because I try to get in, I try to buy things. Since I'm dealing with the physicals, I can then resell it later on, keep the prices low for my customers to buy.
Yeah, well, that's an important. I think your customers, myself included, appreciate that. Yeah, I have another question for you though, and that is, I think that people are truly missing the main reason to purchase gold. You know, you talk about people are, you know, absolutely fixated on the price of gold, which is fine, you know, but again, by the same token, unless you're a short-term trader, I just have to believe that the price, the absolute price of gold really isn't the reason to purchase it. The reason to purchase it, and I'm starting to sound like a broken record on this deal, but the reason to purchase it is for insurance. You guys want to comment on that? I mean, do you think I'm nuts?
Well, I'll talk on that one. I would have to say 90% of my customers buy it for that reason. But interestingly enough, they will back off from the marketplace when it's dropping like this and not buy quite as much. And when the market is rising, they get in it with all feet. You know, I wish they would turn that around and do it the other way, but I think that's true for all markets. People get excited when they're watching the price go up, even though really the reason why they're buying it is because they're concerned about what's going on in the economy. Unfortunately, when the economic news that scares you or motivates you to get involved in the marketplace, usually that also means that the prices are rising.
Roger?
Well, first of all, gold should be purchased physically. The coins, we like Canadian American coins, on the first $100,000 of an account, 10%. I think that's where somebody should start. After that, you know, as your account sizes rise, things have to be adjusted accordingly. We wouldn't say necessarily that you own 10% of gold and silver if you have $25 million. Maybe that would be suitable for some, others not. You've got a storage problem then at coins. When you've got that kind of money, and I have some readers that do, they go to other ways to buy gold and silver. And it just depends on your account size and what your objectives are.
You know, we have talked about this this correction ad nauseum on the Internet version of this program almost every day this week. And I have to say, this is, in my opinion, totally a normal correction. And I think that people who don't take advantage of this thing are absolutely nuts. Roger, I mean, that's your numbers, your technical analysis is showing you that, right? Showing my
absolutely.
Studio dog that, too, who's in the
absolutely.
Background.
Absolutely. If we did forecast the correction. It's been doing exactly what we expected. We did tell people that they could see a potential low, the potential low of 1007, 1007. We haven't gotten there yet. We got a nice support at 1115. Today, gold is up right now on the Fed futures 1.1%. It's 1132.80. It's up $11.90. Silver is up even more. It's up $17.41. I'm sorry, the price on March futures is 1741. It's up 1.3%. And the change today was 23 cents at $50 a penny. That's a lot of money.
Now, I want to say when Roger says today, what he's meaning is we're recording this on Thursday. So keep in mind, we talk trends on this program. We don't talk absolute numbers. Just out of curiosity, in this particular situation, Ted, how's your business?
Well, business has been real active, as a matter of fact. You hear news like the United States Mint having to stop selling U.S. Eagles in both silver and gold. And you know that there's supply problems then. And so even though the market, when it backs up off like this, it provides me with opportunities to buy at lower prices. The other thing about it too is that I'm able to get inventory that sometimes I can't get. I mean, it's just really odd. I mean, all through the years, I've been trading gold for 30 years. And usually if I want to buy U.S. Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, Krugerrands, I mean, you name it, I can get it. And it's just a matter of how much I want to spend and how many coins I can buy. And it's different now. Sometimes I can get U.S. Eagles, other times I can't. This Buffalo coin that they have, I mean, I was able to buy 100 of them. And the very next day I went to lock in some more and the supply was gone. I couldn't get it. And it's a very odd market in that way. And I think it's going to get tougher. It's not going to get easier.
Okay, Big Al. Okay, Big Al, anything. Big Al is being somewhat distracted by the studio dog. But got 30 seconds here. Let's wrap this up by just saying, Roger, agree or disagree, now is a good time to purchase gold if you're so inclined.
I would say right now is a pretty good time. It could go a little further down in the correction, but really not that much. While I was waiting to speak again, I just checked Hecla stock and Goldcorp stock, and they hit the bases where there's good support. That's typical of these big companies that mine silver and gold. Their prices pretty much track what the metals are and are reflective of them, and it appears to me that the base could be in. I'm not certain of it yet, but it sure looks like it.
Okay, Big Al's going to be right back without the studio dog and with Kevin Kennedy. We're going to talk energy. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We're in the first hour. You have to admit, Ted Anderson is a great guy to start out the show with. Gives us a good idea of what's going on in asset-based investing. Okay, we're going to change the subject a little bit here. I'm chatting right now with Kevin Kennedy. Kennedy is the Director of Federal Affairs for an organization called the Institute for Energy Research. He has been involved in this particular profession for quite some time now. I think it would. I felt it was really appropriate to have Kevin come on the show, given the situation that's going right now, going on right now in Copenhagen. Kevin, first of all, thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate you having me.
You folks are calling into question, as I am, some of the things that are coming out of the conference in Copenhagen. Let's start out right now, first of all, with the question of the scientific research that is purported to be definitive that's going on back there. You folks are saying that that research is really perhaps coming into question, the validity of it. Can you talk about that a little bit first?
Yeah, you bet. And again, we focus on our research is mostly energy based, but
yeah.
I think, and we don't claim to be climate scientists, but
no.
I think with the all the emails and comments that have come out regarding the scientific process of all of the research on which there's a consensus that we need to act. It's quite clear that it needs to be looked into. It's quite clear that it's possible that the science has been manipulated, science selectively chosen and kept out of the process. And I think anyone who has seen some of the quotes from these emails of the leading scientists behind the IPCC report, the UN Climate Panel report, on which this is all based, it seems quite clear that, it needs to be addressed and looked into, and then there might have been some foul play there.
Yeah. What I think is interesting, you made a comment pertaining to research being manipulated, and then you followed that up with a comment, basically, selective research being put forward. I would agree with the selective research being put forward. I think that that's probably a very real possibility. You know, I received a couple of emails from one of my regular listeners, a fellow by the name of Howard, who said, I don't disagree with the premise that perhaps much of the research that is being put forward is selective, but he said, don't you think there is some credence to the fact that something has to be done vis-a-vis some of the things that are going on right now in terms of carbon emissions? I'm not a scientist, and I can't really comment on that. I've seen some conflicting information on that, but what would your comments on that be, Kevin?
I guess I would say if there is a belief out there that whether or not the science is conclusive or not, that we need to act. We at the Institute for Energy Research, we believe free markets are the solution, the best, most efficient, and least expensive solution to both our energy and environmental problems. It's American ingenuity, and entrepreneurship that can allow us to do just about anything.
Yeah, as opposed to government intervention.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. What would you say to those people who were saying, though, that, because of the advent of predatory capitalism, et cetera, that the free markets simply wouldn't address climate control issues? I personally don't believe that, but I'm curious, you being the expert, I'm curious what your opinion is.
I think over the last several years, you've seen the private sector. People, obviously green is very popular.
Sure.
And nobody wants dirty water and dirty air. And in fact, over the last 30 years, contrary to, what we hear from folks on Earth Day every year, if you look at the index of leading environmental indicators, of all the criteria of pollutants, excepting for that which we exhale, our air and our water and our soil has been getting cleaner and cleaner and cleaner every consecutive year for the last 30 years.
Yeah, and
much of that was action taken voluntarily by the private sector.
And I would have to assume that your organization has hard statistics to back that up. I think that's an interesting statement, and without statistics, I just have to believe that that's something that that you folks wouldn't be saying. I want to switch the subject a little bit, but not really, and I want to address the issue of energy independence. I am reading Sarah Palin's book right now, for example, and obviously you know who Sarah Palin. I don't think I'll even say that, but I noticed in your resume that you were you were active in the Anwar situation prior to your current position. There are a lot of people who are saying that the United States could be energy independent in a very short period of time if some correct actions were taken, North Slope drilling not being the least of those. What are your comments on that?
I think absolutely. There are those who successfully have convinced a good number of Americans over the last several years that we're running out of resources here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, the U.S. and North America as a whole is blessed with more coal, oil, and natural gas than any other country or any other continent in the world, for that matter. In Alaska, obviously, you have Anwar. You've got the Alaska Outer Continental Shelf and the Chukchi Sea.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 50% more oil than is believed to be in Anwar.
Yeah.
We've got a 2.6 trillion barrel oil shale resource in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah.
Yeah.
Which we had a program in place. It was a directive under the Energy Policy Act of 2005 for the Interior Department to issue regulations for a commercial scale R&D leasing program for oil shale.
Yeah.
And the next consequence, obviously, of that was scheduling a lease sale.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the first actions taken by the Interior Department under the Obama administration was to cancel that.
I find that to be appalling. I really do. I just find that to be appalling. I do not understand why people would want to prevent energy independence on the part of the United States when it is concretely proven that we could become energy independent in a relatively short period of time. Why do we have to maintain the dependence that we have on the Far East that just makes absolutely zero sense to Al Corlin? Okay, been chatting with Kevin Kennedy. I want you guys to do me a favor. If you're interested in this subject, and I have to believe that you are, click on the banner. We have a banner for Kevin's organization on our homepage. Click on that banner. That way you can get all the information that you want. Big Al's going to be right back. We're going to chat a little bit about the upcoming medical debate. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of Wild Foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. You know, Kevin Kennedy had some very, very interesting things to say in my mind about this energy situation. You know, I really think we're going about it incorrectly when you realize, and a lot of people aren't willing to admit this, but the facts show that the United States could be energy independent in a relatively short period of time, and yet, for some reason, there is a large segment right now, I would have to say probably the majority of the population of our country, which that seems to want to maintain our dependence on the Far East. And I have to tell you, that's something that I don't know. Maybe I'm not a very bright guy, but I just simply don't understand that. Okay, something else that I don't understand is this healthcare reform, as it's called. It really is, I think, if one were to be totally accurate, one would say it's a reform in payment for healthcare. Anyway, I don't understand a lot of things there, and we're going to get some input on this subject from a gentleman who was on the show last week, Francis Gianfroca. Francis is the publisher of the New Ledger. Very, very interesting, well-informed guy. Francis, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
I'm great to be back. Thank you.
Okay. In the Wall Street Journal last weekend, in the opinion sector, Kimberly Strassel did an interview with Joe Lieberman, Senator Lieberman, the title of the article was "No Way, No How to the Public Option." Joe Lieberman is adamantly against the public option, as I am, and the reasons really are pretty much the same. He feels that it is just too much control by the government for something that's this important. I think this is trying to be sold to the American public, really, with some false assumptions. Francis?
Yes.
Do you agree?
Absolutely, positively.
Okay.
And on the politics, before we take a dive into what this means economically, just to fill in a little bit, what's happened recently is since Joe Lieberman, of course, he's an independent, caucuses with the Democrats from Connecticut, and the dynamics of this politically are that in the Senate, to pass this, they need to get 60 votes. Okay, to pass the cloture, get a cloture motion so that there's no filibuster. And Lieberman, they're counting on him because he would be the 60th vote on the Democrat side. So if we lose him, then the only alternative for them is to peel off a Republican. Now, over the last couple of days, what's been reported is Harry Reid kind of, the Senate Majority Leader kind of came up and said, "Well, you know, we're very close to a compromise. I'm very pleased with the work that my colleagues in the Senate have done, and we're very close to doing this." What's that? You want to know exactly what I'm talking about? Well, no, I'm not going to tell you. All right, so that was how that press conference went, and it developed that they have substituted in the Senate legislation the public option, which in the House bill, as you know, is something like a something pretty close to what the Massachusetts system calls the connector. Okay, it's like a public exchange, a publicly funded company to provide insurance. And they replaced that in the Senate with a measure that would allow people who are between the ages of 55 and 65 to participate in Medicare. Now
you're talking about the Medicare that's that boat is already sinking. That's the one you're talking about, right?
Well, that's exactly right. But get a load of this.
Yeah.
It was reported in the New York Post this morning to Congressman Anthony Weiner, who is actually in my neighborhood. He's like one congressional district over from me in Queens, New York. He came out and he was quoted as saying, and I don't know if you know if he wasn't sure there was a hot mic nearby, but he said, "Look, that is a really good option. I'm very much in favor of it. And the reason I'm in favor of it is because it's going to lead us a step closer to single payer." Okay.
Yeah.
So what just happened, just as I was picking up the phone to talk with you, Al, I just got word that one of the Republican senators, Olympia Snowe of Maine, she's one of the approximately one Republicans that the president was hoping to peel off and get them to 60 votes. She has just come out. I haven't read this yet. I just saw the headline. She has just announced that she met with the president yesterday, and she said, "No way, no how. I'm not going to vote for this with any kind of a public option, including the Medicare thing." So the political dynamics of this at this moment are very unsettled. They look like they have 59 votes but not 60.
Let's take this thing one step farther. Okay, let's talk about the only public option right now, you know, that I think people are really obviously aware of, and that is lowering the Medicare ages. Okay, but I have to say I think there's another one, and the other one is in the current proposal, you know, where the headlines are saying government option out, blah blah blah. That's really not true, because the Office of Budget and Management, which, you know, the Democrats are quick to say this is a nonpartisan, nonpartisan, etc. Okay, but it still is the federal government that the Office of the OMB, Office of Management and Budget, will be given the ability to provide government-run health care. Well, I mean, you know, maybe I'm being simplistic, but what's the real difference, the real basic bottom-line difference between that, Francis, and between, you know, the government option that existed last week? I don't understand it.
I'd take that quite a few steps farther.
Yeah.
I think that this is an interesting piece of legislation, because it's been sold to the public as a way of making health care less expensive and also as a way of bringing in the people who can't easily get health insurance, which is something like, they're talking about bringing another 9% of the population into health care. So, but why does it take more than 2,000 pages of legislation to do that?
I don't know.
Something else is going on here, and I believe that there's a massive bait and switch happening. Now,
what do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that the way it's being sold is different from what's actually in the legislation.
Okay.
Yes. Now, the people on the left, the progressive side of the political spectrum, who are all in favor, who basically wrote this legislation.
Yeah.
These are people who are very, very dedicated, very sincere about bringing down the cost of health care in the United States. And that's something that's really problematic if you think about it, because we spend, it's about $7,200 per head
mm-hmm.
on health care, 17 or 18% of GDP.
Mm-hmm.
And that is about twice as much as a percentage of GDP as the next highest spending developed country. And we don't really get that. We don't get twice as good outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're obviously wasting something. And that, I believe, is baked into the structure of how healthcare is delivered. And we can talk about that in a moment. But just to get back to your question.
Yeah.
So what the people on the left honestly believe that problem can be solved through government action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the problem with doing anything on a government basis is that the government is susceptible to corruption. But the basic mindset that underlies all of progressivism and always has is that you don't really want people to be free to engage in private enterprise.
Right.
You want to put all the key decisions into the hands of a small number of highly qualified experts. I mean, that's the basic mindset.
Yeah.
I'm putting it in neutral terms.
Yeah.
Obviously, I disagree violently with that whole mindset.
Yeah.
But this is the 2,000 pages of legislation, okay, which is on the surface is being sold as a reform of insurance delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you look in there, there are dozens, probably hundreds, of small pilot programs that are being funded
mm-hmm.
with extraordinary authority over all aspects of healthcare delivery and health insurance delivery.
Right, right.
And they're basically going to run something like 10 years worth of experimentation
mm-hmm.
to see what comes up. And some of those experiments are going to cut costs, and some of them aren't, but all of them are going to be government driven.
Yeah.
And the intention is that over 10 years, the system will be, they'll be able, with this enabling legislation,
mm-hmm.
to take whatever those programs turn out to be favorable.
Hey, Francis,
congenial.
I got to cut you off just for one second.
Sure.
I'm going to take a real quick break here so the stations can give their announcements, and I'm going to be right back. Stick around.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Al is back to wrap up this hour with Francis Cianfrocca. We were talking about the medical situation, and the one thing that I wanted to elaborate on just briefly with Francis is, you know, least listeners think that we're a couple of ogres because we don't support, health care for people who can't afford it. That isn't the case at all. What we're talking about here is we're pretty convinced that the plan as it is written really, really isn't going to work and is bad for the economy. Comments, Francis?
Yeah, I think that as written, there's nothing built into this plan whatsoever that is going to reduce the amount of money that we spend as a proportion of GDP on healthcare. And in fact, it's going to increase it because it's not making any fundamental changes to the system, but we're talking about bringing several million more people into it as it is. Cannot help but become more expensive. Now, here's the thing. As I said, this legislation really is a stalking horse for bringing a lot of experimental programs with extraordinary powers that no one's really talking about, and putting those into the government, and we're talking about hundreds potentially of pilot experimental programs that the progressive people who are behind this legislation do hope will result in cost savings. But look, here's the problem. The problem, I would rather have all this stuff get debated out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I believe that we're not stupid. Okay? And we don't need to have, it's possible for the American people to engage in a debate and come up with some reasonable solutions like capitation payments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All this kind of stuff can be done, but the net effect of this legislation is going to be to take all of that stuff, all that experimentation and debate, and take it out of public view and put it into the government where they have full control over it, and we have no idea what's going on.
And I'll tell you,
I think that's the real problem.
I think that's exactly the real problem. Okay, going to bring Carrie Cantrell into the studio right now. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the recent election results. Francis, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining me.
And let's do it again soon.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I also want to stress to listeners, this guy's got a great website. It's called The New Ledger. Take a look at what he has to say. It's very, very interesting. Francis, we'll get you back real soon.
Thanks for the plug, and happy holiday to everyone.
Same to you, buddy. Okay, Carrie Cantrell from the Republican State Leadership Committee is joining us right now. We are chatting a little bit about what's coming out with some of the special election results, for lack of better terms. It looks like what's going on, according to the statistics that you folks are compiling, Carrie, that There seems to be a definite trend in the direction of Republicans coming back into power, at least on the state level. And I would have to believe that this would be just a preview of what could very easily happen on the federal level. Comments?
Absolutely. I think that what we've seen over this last year in special elections, we've had 50 state legislative special elections this year, since November 2008. And in that, there are about 50, and the Republicans have won 35 of those special elections. In addition, we have gained 11 seats that were previously held by Democrats in just the special elections alone. That doesn't count the additional seats that we won in the general election in Virginia, gaining 6 seats in the Republican House of Delegates, and also picking up a seat in New Jersey in the General Assembly there. So.
You know, I have to ask you a question. Being from the West Coast and really not knowing a lot about elections on the state level on the East Coast, in spite of my ignorance, for lack of better terms, I have to tell you that the results of the gubernatorial race in New Jersey, which I think is kind of a stronghold, if I'm not mistaken, for Democrats, was really, really surprising. And I think that does not bode at all well for the results that we could see in 2010 on the federal level.
There certainly has been a lot of talk about what the elections have meant, not only the statewide elections in New Jersey and in Virginia this year, but also the special elections that we've had. But one thing is crystal clear, and that's the American people have had enough. The overwhelming victories that we had in Virginia and New Jersey that both went for Obama last year are the result of strong Republican candidates providing common-sense solutions to the real problems that are facing all Americans. And, you know, our candidates have listened to the voices of the people. They have offered a clear vision of fiscal responsibility and economic growth. And that's attracted not only Republicans but independents and Democrats as well to our winning cause.
Yeah, you know, as you say in your press release, individuals and, you know, American citizens basically have really made a clear statement that they want leaders like Jill York. I think people, you know, she's obviously for limited government, et cetera. I think that people are really, truly frightened, Carrie, by the tendency right now, the direction, I guess I should say, that's going on within the federal government about pushing us towards socialism. I mean, I hate to be, you know, dramatic, but that's really what I see happening, you know, in particular, as Francis and I were discussing in the last segment, you know, what's going on in this healthcare issue is really, really indicative of how there are a number of folks, the administration right now in particular, who really want to see the government basically run everything. And that's not what our country was built on.
Absolutely not. You know, Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, where I'm calling from, was started as an economic venture. It was a capitalistic venture from England, and thankfully we've got our own freedom, and we fought for that.
Yeah.
And ever since then, you know, we have been a country that has looked to continue to compete on a global scale using free enterprise capitalistic principles.
Mm-hmm.
And all we've seen coming out of Washington, D.C. are policies that continue to depress the economic free enterprise system in this country, and with no regard to the difference in what the states ought to be doing versus what the federal government ought to be doing. And the welfare state policies that are coming out of Washington are really quite detrimental to what the ability of our state leaders to be able to set priorities for their citizens.
I mean, I agree with that, obviously, 100%. And I have to say that this is right now, in terms of subject matter that we discuss on this program, this right now, in my opinion, is one of the most important subjects that's out there, because the trend that our country is going in really, really is so counterproductive and so counter to all of the things that made our country great that, to me, it's absolutely frightening. Now, here's an interesting question for you, though, being in the line of work that you're in. I have heard statistics where something slightly in excess of 50% of Americans are really, really interested in big government because of the, what I call, the something for nothing mentality. That bothers me. How about you? I mean, is that a trend that you see that may overshadow these great election results that we've had recently in the future?
Well, I do think that there are some people who desire the principles that they're told and they're heard from the, you know, when, especially when President Obama was campaigning last year, that they really thought that those were policies and the way that he would implement them that would be positive change. But what they've come to find out, that that wasn't really what they were sold. And that's why you see from what Reid and Pelosi and Obama are putting forward, it's not really what the American people want. You know, I think that there is a place, obviously, for government.
Sure, there is
a role for government, and that's to create an environment where economic prosperity can flourish, not to dictate how individual businesses or industries ought to operate.
I don't know. It's scary. You read a lot of books that are outside of the conventional press, and it's really, really scary, some of the things that are going on in our country that people are unaware of. Do me a favor. Tell me how strong a correlation is there between election results on the state level along party lines and on the national level along party lines. I would have to think that correlation would be incredibly tight.
Absolutely, and I think that you will see that, especially, you know, Virginia has been a trendsetter in recent years because our election, as well as New Jersey, has always been the year for governor following the presidential election. And obviously with Northern Virginia so close to Washington, D.C., that's one of the core places where you see election, you know, where the determination of where the state's going to go just because of population numbers. And the independent numbers that went for Bob McDonnell are things that we just haven't seen in years. And I think that that trend is continuing to go because people are just really disappointed that the tone was not changed in Washington that they were promised. They're really disappointed that the bailouts, the overspending, and see now that the Democrats want to lift the, you know, debt ceiling again as we head into the next year. You know, they're having to be fiscally responsible at home. Everybody is having to make serious budget decisions at home.
Yeah.
But they expect the government leaders to do the same thing, and I think that's really something that's going to carry over into next year if we continue to see what's coming up.
I think the projections you guys are making are right on. Big Al's going to be right back.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced by Paul Warren for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin and Paul Warren, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.